Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be here, and thanks for the two nice presentations, the three presentations with all the background on grafting. Tomatoes in Texas, we used to grow a lot of tomatoes back 34 years ago, particularly open field. So now there is a very nice and big interest to try to see whether we can produce tomatoes both under controlled environment and open field. But more important, the retailers and consumers are very interested in finding tomatoes with taste. The retailers now are ultimately big retailers, including Walmart, they realize that the taste of the tomatoes, not only in Texas overall, is actually very poor. So big challenges. So this is a project that evolved through interaction with stakeholders and so with the idea to compare production systems using grafting technique. I'm going to only mention the yield components. This is a large project. You can see the collaborators, Desiree in my group, and Carlos Avila, who is sitting here, and Kevin Cross, we are tomato breeders, and then Joe and Russ in Westlake and Overton. So I'm going to present not all the data, but a part of what we found in different locations. David did a very nice, elegant job explaining the importance of grafting technique. So basically, I highlight here in red the importance of the root systems. You see a lot of literature about imparting abiotic and biotic stress tolerance. And of course, it's very important that this because of those properties, they can be applied for a greenhouse production and protective environment as well as open field, and it's also applicable to organic systems. The explanation was very clear, so we're dealing here with a composite plant. So we combine the traits, best traits from the scion, best traits from the rootstocks. So it's easier said, but as it was very well explained, the challenges that you have faced, I think I don't feel that bad in our group because we're facing the same thing. So there is overly 70, well, it says 100. I visited with my colleague Mark Kleines yesterday. So there is more than 70 rootstocks. I mean, seed companies are changing rootstocks as well as varieties. This is the data compiled by Ohio, by Matt, and some other groups. But there's a lot of variability there, as it was explained in the previous talk. So grafting has been used for a long time in protective environment. The picture on the top left actually is a grafting operation in Spain, in Almeria, back 15 years ago. So they do the automatic grafting, and then they do most of the production of tomatoes using grafted plants. But certainly, particularly for Texas, we want to see whether there is a role in grafting for increasing productivity, as seen in many parts of the world, including Florida. So because of the root systems, because of the nice traits on the rootstocks, we were hoping to increase the productivity as well as quality. So the goal of this grafted tomato project in Texas through some seed grants, so it really is not, we don't have big funding on this, but is basically develop and screen scions and rootstocks, germoplasma, this is in collaboration with the breeders, and then compare production systems. So the two aspects I'm going to mention today is in relation with the environmental impact, high tunnel versus open field, and also do a kind of a comparison for some locations in Texas. Parallel to that, we are doing some rootstock screening, not in greenhouses, we are doing in the field, which is even more challenging, trying to phenotype in some roots, using some radars or penetrating radar to detect signals, as well as root cores, and so it's very challenging. And also we are looking at scion screening and then understanding also the physiological and biochemical basis about the interaction between the scion and the rootstocks using the wild types as well. So this is a kind of a design. You can see the locations in Texas. What you see, a green dot, is one of the research stations or centers. If you see tomato, that's where we have this effort. I'm going to show some data from our location in Uvalde and Westlake and one of the pieces of data for open field in Overton, which is in the northeast Texas. So the production practices in most of the locations were similar, except in East Texas, it's a little bit cooler. They use black mulch, but we use white mulch. You can see here main difference, I was explaining, I think, yesterday or with Ajay about the grafting or the high tunnel allows to plant earlier. So you can see here about 40, almost 43 days before you plant in the open field. Fertilization, you know, it's kind of a standard fertilization, on more on the low side, but we apply through the drip irrigation on a weekly basis and based on the stage of development of the plant. And then we will talk about the harvest and the difference between the high tunnel and open field. So you can see here the representation of the treatments. It's very easy. We use two determined tomatoes. And the reason why we use determined, because we developed this variety with Kevin Crosby, tomato breeder, the time of hot tides. Very early variety, designed for open field. We use the most adapted variety up to last year. So this year we're using a different one because the seed company decided that Tycoon is out of the market. So we use another one. So you can see here with the Estamino and Multifort, and then our control basically is a non-grafted control. I'm going to go through quickly some pictures just to show. Now, we decided for this project to do with a commercial nursery, to do the grafting, because we wanted to concentrate on the system rather than on the technique itself, because ultimately the growers are not going to come to Texas A&M and hire us for grafting. So they're going to go through this company. So these are the grafting plant received from California. This is our staff doing the planting in early February, so there are still some using jackets. This is our first vegetative early development, mid-late development. You can see the progression. We follow the same protocols that was explained before by the previous speakers. And this is the reproductive development. We underestimated the production of these plants. We completely underestimated, and then the tunnel began to curve. So we said, but they didn't collapse. So we have a tremendous productivity on these plants. And for the genetics of the scion is incredibly important on this, because we've seen things that we never expected. So you can see here is most of these plants on the top are a TMU hot tie. We wrap in this picture, you probably can figure out that it's more than 10 pounds just on one of the harvests. This is the open field. We follow the same structure, six treatments. Here, putting all the stakes, trying to simulate the nice jobs in Florida. Here's the Overton open field with Joe Masavni in the northeast Texas. Basically the same structure as I explained before, using a black plastic instead of white. Here is Russ Wallace. He has done a lot of work on high tunnels with strawberries and some others. See a very nice picture using more solid structure. I'm not going to show so much data from Glavo because they have a lot of problems and diseases. They've been doing a lot of work there before, and so the infestation level was much higher. So when we look at the production, you can see here the early marketable yield for the six combinations. If it's red, it's the scion itself. If it's blue, you can see the combinations. And basically for the early harvest, we have four harvests here from 84 to 98 days after transplanting. You can see really there's not much of a difference as compared to, particularly compared to the TAM variety. Maybe numerically slightly higher for Multifort with the Tycoon, the last bar, but overall not much of a difference in early development. And we have seen this also this year, the same thing for the early variety, early harvest. But the difference comes later on in development. After 10 harvests, look at the productivity, equivalent to 5,000 boxes of 25 pounds. Of course, this is not related to that area. But we can see the benefit of grafted plants, particularly Tycoon with Multifort, as compared to the Tycoon. Although, the numerical difference is not very much, but when you put all this together, the overall grafted plants produce much more as compared to the self-grafted. Now, when we look at the field harvest, so we have much less number of harvests produced, later harvests, so five totals, and you can see clear the benefit of grafted on both Estamino and Multifort as compared to the scion. So very consistent, but of course the productivity here is is less than half as compared to the high tunnel. When we look at Overton, I'm just showing just the field data, clearly the same trend that we've seen in our area. You can see the benefit of both rootstocks as compared to to the ungrafted plants. In Weslaco, there's done research also in the high tunnel and open field. I'm not going to show the high tunnel because there was quite a bit of variability, and they have some incidents of some rains, excessive rains, and some flooding, so the data was a little bit fluctuating. But here is the open field data, and again, we are seeing the same trends, even more dramatic, although the productivity overall in this location was much lower as compared to Overton, and much lower compared to our center. So you can see here clearly that the multi-fort, both good rootstock, significantly higher as compared to the control, and then even than Estamino, particularly with Tycoon. Just want to show one picture, and again, you show from IO happens the same thing on the Vigor. We actually did the field day. We already have in 3-4 field days combined. We have more than 600 people visiting, and by far the grafting is a topic of interest. This is the picture actually one day before the field day. Notice about the vigor of the grafted plant on the left. They see that arrow. So it's quite high. So scion combination, nutrition, watering, pruning, training, you know, all those aspects will have a tremendous impact in the phenotype. You can see the very nice quality of the fruits on the right side. So the data is in the process right now, and we are seeing kind of the same trend so far, but we need to collect all the data from locations because, you know, some two locations are still harvesting while we finish, and then Weslaco also finish. So just as a summary of the treatment, if you want to do kind of a ranking, you can see here the comparison of the treatments for each location and environment, and then the yield. So if from left to right, the left is the higher numbers, and if it has a red box, that means it's higher numerically, most likely significantly different and higher as compared to the next and the next. So you can see clear that overall, the grafted plants, particularly in multi-fort, were the highest across all environments. Except Overton, we can see more on Estamino as compared to multi-fort. If you look at varieties in general, on the low end, but you know, TMU is a good variety for a couple of locations, but Tycoon, you know, did better in Weslaco and one of our environments in Uvalde. So importance of the science is quite important. Again, we have to emphasize that. So conclusion, when we look at environments, clearly we can see the high tunnel, you know, as a proof of concept, it produces much more. The people are interested, and so we are pretty much done with. After this season will be the two combined that we certainly demonstrated what others have seen in other places in the U.S. and the world. So grafting is actually a technique that it seems that for Texas is actually more beneficial for the open field production than the tunnel, although we're seeing some differences. The question is, will we pay in terms of adding that technology together with the high tunnel? Multi-fort as compared to the to Estamino appears to be overall more productive. And then our location and Overton in terms of yields was significantly higher compared to the Weslaco so far, and Labog have some problems. And when you combine this, the technology of high tunnel and grafting, there is an added benefit, but obviously the big benefit is the high tunnel versus the open field. Then you add another 20-30%. Then you have to put those numbers into perspective in economic numbers, and they are important, and I think the growers are interested to see that benefit of these combined technologies. We are shifting gears now, and then we decided that, yes, we're doing some screening of rootstocks. We had about 20 rootstock screening, a lot of work in the field, but we are going to emphasize the scion because no matter how much vigor we have, in Texas, heat stress is very important. So you have fruit set problems, you have, so we really need to have the productivity and the quality. So we are going to get, again, with the breeders, with Carlos and Kevin, to emphasize that aspect as well.